Spider-Man No Way Home is finally out, and I cannot wait any longer to talk about it. It is my first choice this weekend, and hopefully so did yours. We have been waiting for this movie for more than a year now, and I must say that it was worth the wait. After the average response of Marvel fans for Eternals, it was a must for Marvel to come back with a blast. You may have seen the teasers and trailers of Spider-Man No Way Home and tried to find the Easter eggs and clues about the story, but trust me guys, what happened in the film could not have been guessed. A big part of the movie came as a surprise to me, and we can say that this was one of the best Spider-Man movies so far. The movie starts with where it left it. In Spider-Man Far From Home, Mysterio had been killed, but he revealed the identity of Spider-Man, that he was Peter Parker, that put him and his family and friends under the surveillance of government and media. The entire world separated into people who supported Peter Parker and called him a hero, and people who considered him a villain and hated him. When all of this became unbearable, then he decided to seek help from Dr. Strange. He requested him to put a spell so that everyone forget that he was Spider-Man. Dr. Strange messed up during the spell, and everyone who knew that Peter Parker was Spider-Man came to his world. All the villains were there in his world and wanted to kill him. From here starts the real story of Peter Parker's efforts to send everyone home and do the right thing. The movie was released on 17 December 2021. It was co-produced by Columbia Pictures and Marvel Studios and distributed by Sony Pictures Releasing. It is the 27th film of Marvel Cinematic Universe and an addition to the MCU's Phase 4. This was the first time MCU and the Sony came together for a film, and they literally blew everyone's mind with the final product. The movie was directed by John Watts, who directed early installments of Spider-Man franchising, Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man Far From Home. And I must say that he never stopped surprising the Spider-Man fans. He did a phenomenal job. We can expect him to direct a few more MCU movies in the future. The credit to write such a great story would go to Chris McKenna and Eric Sommers. The reason why the movie is so enjoyable to watch in theaters is Mauro Fiore, who was the cinematographer of this movie. He made sure that we get an experience like never before. The movie has a total running time of 148 minutes, and the story runs on a good pace to keep the interest of the audience intact. In lead role, of course, we have Tom Holland as Peter Parker, Spider-Man, Zendaya as MJ, Michelle, Jonas Watson, Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange, Jacob Batalon as Ned, John Favreau as Harold Happy Hogan, Jamie Foxx as Electro, William Dafoe as Green Goblin Norman Osborn, Alfred Molina as Otto Octavius, Benedict Wong as Wong, Rhys Ifans as Lizard, Thomas Hayden Church as Sandman. Tom Holland did a phenomenal job in this movie, and he is the star of the movie. We can now say that his acting skills are matured now, and he's able to pull off difficult tasks too. He did great in all the parts, looked really believing. Benedict is the perfect Doctor Strange, and no one can doubt his skills. He was as charming and amazing as ever, and looked comfortable in his role. I must praise William Dafoe for reprising the Green Goblin on the screen after so many years. He was the biggest and scariest of all, and turned a lot of tricks and scenes throughout the film. Alfred Molina also impressed a lot while playing Dr. Octavius. I must say he was one of the most engaging villains. Jamie Foxx looked confident and sharp while reprising his role as Electro. Reese and Thomas did not have much to do in the film, however, you would love them on the screen in the final fight. The story runs a really good pace, and that made the film interesting and beautiful. Marvel did it again. If I talk about the action sequences, the choreography, CGI, cinematic experience, and punchlines, all were top-notch. The comedy sequences were also good and made everyone laugh in the theaters. You're going to say wow several times during the movie, and you'll fall in love with it for sure, like I did. It was a really tough job to put all these villains together and work with it, but I must praise the creators for doing a great job in presenting such a beautiful story. While this movie of course made me crazy, but I could not stop myself from wondering at few points. A convenient route was taken at a lot of places. when you see people fighting, some funny scenes look forced, and at some places Spider-Man was over-idealistic, which is the problem with almost all the superheroes. I'll give 4.5 stars out of 5 to this movie, considering it was the whole package and the best thing this weekend. I simply loved it, and I'm going to rewatch it again and again. The movie is full of callbacks from earlier parts, and it seems MCU is expanding its universe. Expand more and more. Do not miss the post-credits scene and stay glued to your seat. I'm going to have a crazy time. Thank you so much for listening. This is David.